to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, man? What did you do?
Yes, it is the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Hello, Dark Minions. It's your Wednesday Night Freak Show. And look who's here. We had an unusual co-hosting situation, which I will get into later on in the show. But Josie Katz, my normal co-host, is not here.
His boobalicious co-host.
I had my substitute boobalicious co-host, the original co-hostess of the Dark Mark Show, Hell's Bell, there was another one. I was supposed to have Olivia Grace, the 18-year-old sassy comic, on.
What happened with that?
She got to get at the improv, so she couldn't make it. And then Hell's Bell, hopefully we'll get her on the phone, but I'm not sure what's going on with her. And so here I am. And guess who happened to be in the studio?
Really? Just by coincidence.
She just can't get enough of me.
Oh, I can't. You're so sexy.
Well, that's true.
It's your personality that got me.
Right. Okay. And I'm sure your boyfriend appreciates that. She's wearing her brand new negativity t-shirt, which actually fits and it actually shows off the breasts very well. The host of Friday night's
Vortex Radio, Bye Bye.
Something weird. It's a kind of a clunky title, but Vi Vitesse.
Yes.
Hi, Vi.
Hello.
Vortex Radio by Vi. It should just be like Vortex, Vi's Vortex.
Originally, I thought of having it be Vortex Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing around with anything with the letter V, but I really wanted Vortex to be in there.
And we know why. If you listen to last week's rebroadcast, you'll find out.
Yeah, if you start a conversation with me, I will drag you back into it like I'm a demon dragging you to hell.
Right, and you just happened to be in the studio. I'm not really sure why, but it worked out very well. Worked out very well. Josie Katz, the reason that she's not here, she's a yoga teacher.
Oh.
She's going for a class to yoga license, and I guess a class happened to be on Thursday night. She loves doing the show, and the only thing better than her being here is me picturing her in all sorts of interesting, twisty yoga poses.
Well, I know you were looking up pictures of her, and she just posted a sexy picture of her doing yoga.
Yes, she did. And we have Ghoul Hectic Clowny and Loco Coco from last week are coming on the show. And if you know anything, you know that Vi is a clown as well.
I'm Ruru the Clown.
That's what most people know her as.
Semi-retired.
Yeah. So we have a wonderful guest, Brenda Venus,
ooh,
who's going to be on, and we will be talking to her in just a few minutes.
Are we calling?
Apparently Jeremy had called her, and she said that she was drying off.
Oh, she was wet.
Oh, she's on the line now. Okay. Well, we'll get back to the Ruru. Guru stuff in a second, or actually in about 20 minutes to a half hour. But
if at all.
It is my honor and my pleasure. I've wanted to have this woman on since the first show I ever did. And I emailed her at that time, and she was working on the book. She's still working on the book. This is the, I'm trying to get, she's an author, she's an actress, she's a ballet dancer, she's a muse, she's a beautiful woman. She's a sexpert.
Ooh, a sexpert.
A sexpert. You have no idea. The magical, the wonderful Brenda Venus. Brenda, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. I've been listening to you.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
I think you're wonderful. I like the way you speak. I like your voice. I like your rhythm of speaking. I think rhythm is very important when people talk, don't you?
I definitely do. And
your rhythm, your voice, it sounds
that's my co-host for the night, Vi Vitesse, that's on the line. And she will tell you I don't speak like this all the time.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. Only on certain nights he turns on the charm. Like for Bar Sinister.
Should I speak like this all the time?
You should.
Okay. Yeah. Use your charm. Women love charm. They won't admit it, but they do.
And charisma.
Mm-hmm. And charisma.
Oh, and keeping your word. How about that one?
Oh, God, yes. That is such a turn on.
Well, if that's the case, let me ask you, because I have so many beautiful women that date these men that don't keep their word. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that I should keep my word.
Well, you said you were going to call at a certain time,
right.
And Jeremy called a little bit before that, and that's why I was in the shower. I taught a ballet class.
Perfect timing.
We were running a little late, and I ran home, ran in the shower, and there was Jeremy. I went, my goodness, they are so on time. And I love that. I really love that in a person, girl or boy.
You know? Oh, wow.
Well, but that mental trait. Image that...
Come on in. By the way, Brenda, we also have...
Hey, it's been a while.
Hectic clown. He just walked into the door. I'm surrounded by clowns.
I love clowns.
Oh, wait, what do you see? What do you see the video on this? There's some clown love. Ghoul just hugged Vi. Thanks for coming, Ghoul.
Hey, there's no door guy. So,
is Loco coming or?
He was supposed to meet me at my house. He didn't show up. So
that's all.
Sorry, Loco. I don't know where you are, man. I circled.
That seems to be the thing. Ghoul Hectic. We have Brenda Venus on the line. Brenda Venus. And Brenda Venus, I will tell you, Vi, I'm going to explain who Brenda Venus is so you know, if you don't know already.
Well, she's this very sexy woman who is over 50, I believe.
That's not the way to put it. I don't know how
but
old Brenda Venus is.
She doesn't look she's her eight. Age. She looks 25. I think she found the Fountain of Youth, transplanted it into her house, and is keeping it for herself, and I think she's doing a great job.
Do you have the Fountain of Youth, Brenda?
Yeah, it's called pumping iron, teaching ballet, running, working out hard, sweating.
See, she has the Fountain of Youth.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Brenda Venus, actually, in a weird way, she also, she helped Henry Miller find the Fountain of Youth. Mm-hmm. Henry Miller, you're in college.
Yes.
You're a college-age woman. You're about the age that most women start reading Tropic of Cancer, another really salacious books like that by Henry Miller.
Yeah, I'm also the same age as most people who are only now just discovering Canterbury Tales.
Oh, wow. So,
really?
Yeah, I know. I have like this really old copy that I just read sometimes.
Have you read Henry Miller, either one of you?
I have, but a long time ago.
Like, right. That explains a lot. But Henry Miller, so Vi is very sexual, Brenda. That's what I'm getting at. She's a very sexual woman.
I've also read The Three Sisters, which not a lot of people have heard of. That's fantasy and erotica.
Do you know The Three Sisters,
we like
Brenda?
That, don't we? Yeah, fantasy and erotica is always great.
But have you heard of The Three Sisters?
Yes, I have.
You know, the triplets. They're from this tribe. And one of them, they're triplets, but one of them grows old. Mm-hmm. One of them becomes a warrior. And one of them is the most beautiful woman in the world. And she reminds me a lot of you.
Well, that's why it's so exciting. It's sort of like three women, but it's sort of one woman being all three women kind of thing. If we could have that one woman that could be all three, men always want that in a girl. They go, if only I could have these five different traits, I'd be faithful forever. And a girl would say, but if only you had these five different traits, I would never want another man. So I think that, you know, it's nice if we can kind of work on having all those traits.
And is that what you went over in your book? You did Secrets of Seduction for Men,
right?
And Secrets of Seduction for Women,
right?
And actually, you predate. There's a whole. I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm sure you are, so being the sexpert that you are. There is a whole like pickup artists thing now, where people are writing books similar to yours, How to Seduce Women.
Yeah,
there's a whole cottage industry that you predated.
John Gray came after me and did Venus and Mars.
Right.
Yeah, my book though was the first bestseller, so I kind of set the groundwork for everyone just to come up and do their take on it. And it's the same thing. I mean, you know, women always want love, and men love sex, and they can fall in love after. You know, I mean, we fall in love with different things at different times because male to female, we're different. So it's women. I mean, when you try to make a guy, you know, more feminine or a woman, vice versa, it doesn't work. I mean, you have to kind of accept people for what they are and love them for that difference.
And Giulio, listen to that. Listen to that southern accent. Isn't that making you melt?
Well, I'm from Texas.
Oh, so
you are. I was always miss Texas.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. So,
and suddenly.
I ran away from Texas.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah, right.
But I love it. I mean, the people are so sweet to me.
But yeah. When Henry Miller was in his late 80s, early 90s, he met Brenda. And you told me the other day how you guys met. Because I always heard the story that you guys, that you were his muse and you really kept him alive and kept his spirits up and kept him really on a sexual level, even though his body wasn't exactly...
That's so hot.
Yeah, Viagra wasn't invented yet.
It's called love. You have to, I mean, without love, you're really not existing at all. You know, whether you love your work, you love your project, you love a woman, you love a man, you love. I mean, without love, there you have nothing. And he fell in love with me, or what he thought I represented as a fantasy goddess, a muse. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with his mind and his soul and his spirit. And so, that you know, I mean, it's all about love.
Absolutely.
Isn't about the shell that contains this person. It's about the person within.
There's a whole story. He wrote a bunch. I'm really selling Henry Miller.
He wrote
some amazing letters, love letters to Brenda Venus, and they were published as Dear Brenda. And was that posthumously, or was he still alive when those were published?
Yeah, I was about 21, and to receive a letter from Henry Miller was, you know, I'd go all over. I was in acting class, and just a film with Clint Eastwood, and I was sort of like taking my letters and saying, look how beautiful, look at this, it's poetry, and handwriting, and oh, I was so proud. Little did I know that he was going to write me 2 and 3 times a day, every day for 4 years.
Right. And that was the Iger sanction, the movie you did with Clint Eastwood, correct?
Yeah, it's a little classic now. I actually watched it the other night on Netflix.
I watched it last night on Netflix, as a matter of fact, because I've never seen it. A couple
it's
things.
So good, isn't it? I mean, Clint did a great job. He directed and acted.
And you beat up Clint in the movie, which I think was great.
I trained him, and then I beat him up after I got him in shape.
Oh, you actually trained him? You trained Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, I actually trained him while we were doing the movie.
That's awesome.
Trained him... What kind of training? That's crazy.
Well, you have to start out before you climb the Eiger in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. There's a huge process you go through. And what they do is they take you to, like, the Utah Mountains, and you get acclimated to the height and the weather and, you know, the whole aspect of breathing, climbing, and all that. So we did that first, and he trained with weights every morning, and then we took our little jog and run, and then we ran up the mountains. Literally, we ran up a mountain. I could never do that right now. I could not do that today. But you have to do that stuff to get ready to hit Switzerland and
right.
the snow and the cold.
It's the pressure and it's the gravity up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was on tour out there, and you get drunk really fast.
Just on the air?
Oh, really fast.
I know, while drinking.
Like,
just a couple of these big Swiss.
So you trained him in rock climbing?
Yeah, we trained him in Utah. I forget where exactly in Utah. It's been so long ago, but then we went to Switzerland.
Right. And the other funny thing about the movie is 2 things that I found interesting. I do recommend the movie. 3 things I found interesting. One, the Iger sanction, I recommend you guys see it. Raiders of the Lost Ark took a lot from this movie. Because, you know, he's a teacher and then he goes on this adventure. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark meets Bourne Identity. It's really strange. But
right, which is great. I mean, how incredible, huh? I love Bourne Identity, by the way. I think I've seen each 1, 2, or 3 times.
And Brenda Venus, as she's no stranger, there is a nude scene, which I researched very thoroughly, and
he suddenly became humana 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 humana.
Yes,
humana,
yes, humana. And then there's a scene where Clint Eastwood does a gay voice, like he pretends to be like a messenger. It's like hello, and it's the worst gay voice you've ever heard. It's hilarious. He's too manly to do a gay voice. Hello, I'm the messenger. Oh, it's hard.
Hello, Clarice.
Yes.
He also has a very distinct voice. You know,
right.
When you have a distinct voice, I think it's difficult to do other characters.
Yeah, but I mean, the character he does is great. But I was flipping through because Secrets of Seduction, which I really should get, How to Be the Best Lover Your Man Has Ever Had. I was flipping through some of the preview pages on Amazon. There's a couple things. You talk about Clint Eastwood and his charisma, which obviously he has. But you also talk about you were at a party It was an art party, and there was about 500 people, and there was one man that you were drawn to. And
oh, yeah.
And you couldn't stop looking at this guy. And it turned out to be Steven Seagal before he was famous.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think what it is, Mark, is it's energy. It's an energy field. So you can't see that well all across a huge ballroom. You know, it was a charity event of some sort. And he was way on the other end of the entire room, and I just walked in the door, and you could feel this magnetic electricity, and then you couldn't. He kept looking, I kept looking, I'd look down, look over, he'd look down, look over, and we would find ourselves kind of coming closer to each other. Mm-hmm. So I believe in this energy that we possess. It doesn't really, looking good is always great, but it's not important how you look. Your energy is what, you know, makes you come together. It's your energy field.
And this woman is such a beautiful woman. I've got to tell you that. And is this true? Because I read this. They put on a ballet for you in Russia.
Oh,
and Prime Minister
Putin actually called me. His office did while I was teaching ballet to children. And they said, you're invited, and blah, blah. And this is another great thing about dreams. I wanted so badly to be in Moscow for a birthday because it snows around November. And,
I had this
fantasy of being in Moscow in the snow and the whole fantasy trip. And it was about 2 weeks before my birthday, November the 10th, and he invited me to be his guest. And Svetlana Korkina, who had won the gold medal in the Olympics for gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
She played me, and they had the whole Bolshoi Ballet, if you know the Bolshoi.
Right. I mean, the number one ballet, it doesn't get any better.
Theater company, right. And they were actors in the play. And I was picked up by his staff and Svetlana. The door opened, and I was presented with like two or three dozen yellow roses in my arms with hugs and kisses. And, oh, my God, what a way to greet somebody, right?
That's
right.
So beautiful. It's very magical.
And they never once took my passport. Not ever. They never looked at it. I walked from the doorway of the plane, and Svetlana led me and was so excited. I can't wait to play you, and I want to get to know you. And, the most exciting, I think, time in my entire life. That was one of them. That was and it snowed, and they put me in the presidential suite overlooking the whole Red Square, and I could do ballet in my room. It was such a large room, and right next to it, they had a restaurant. So whatever I wanted, they would cook for me.
Oh, wow.
It was like a fantasy come true.
I felt like a queen.
A lot of caviar, I would imagine.
Vodka.
Hey, whatever.
So thank you for reminding me of that beautiful time. That was a special event.
I mean, how many people can say there was a ballet, and you started as a ballet dancer, a ballet made about their life, and you get flown to Russia by the prime minister.
Yeah.
And Svetlana's playing you. It's amazing. I'm looking forward to the Dark Mark Ballet, but I don't know when that's going to be. But we'll see. We'll
soon.
See.
Yeah, we'll I like
sometime
thing
in the next 10 years.
You say the lighter side or the dark side.
Right.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, I have unusual guests. Like I have people in the fetish world. I have people in the goth world and the punk world.
The clown world.
People that if you saw them on the street, such as Ghoul Hat to Clowny, if you saw them on the street, you'd sort of be afraid of them.
Uh-huh.
But I get them on the show. We have some laughs. People you wouldn't think would have any sense of humor, and we get them on the show. We get them to laugh, and we do some crazy stuff,
including electrocution, spanking, bondage.
We've done some of that stuff.
Wow.
Last time Vi was on our show, we had a guy called Doc Shock, and this is a guy that goes to fetish clubs and
he has electric
wands and shocks people. He has an electric chair set
that guy
up.
Around.
They go by very small levels and then to very big levels to the point where it takes all the energy from everything around.
And Vi gets ticklish with the electroshock.
Surprisingly.
Uh-huh. So when she's in full clown uniform and kicking her little clowny boots in an electric chair getting shocked, it's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen in your life. That's the lighter side of the dark side.
Does it hurt when they do that shocking thing? Does it hurt you?
Well, the thing is, to some people it hurts.
Yeah.
To me in particular, it depends on where I'm shocked. It tickles.
Yeah.
But I'm also having shock therapy on my arm that I messed up at work a few months ago. And
really?
I get
and
that,
what does that
two
mean,
to three times.
Shock therapy on your arm. What do they do exactly
well,
when they give you
that? If you're seen on the webcam, they put two different, like, they're like kind of like stickers, little things that they put on you that are connected to. It's like a plus and a negative, plus and a minus.
Yeah,
on the
I know.
Top.
They use those machines for athletes when they harm themselves. Yeah.
So they put those on my forearm
about, right?
And on my on my upper arm, and they just turn it up, and that is for it stimulates the arm and it stimulates the muscle. But what Dark Shock
does... It's also for blood flow. That's what it does, is it pushes the blood into the damaged area.
Yeah.
Good for the skin, too. Right.
But what Doc Shock does is he takes the stimulant and he adds a sexual twist. That, for me, is not a sexual twist. It's a ticklish twist.
Well, but it's a bondage thing.
It's a bondage thing.
Where did you put it to make it sexual? I don't see how you do that.
All over the body.
All over the body, like the nipples, the clit. Not for me, but for... Well, actually, he did the nipples on all of us, including Mark, last time he was here. But I've seen him at clubs... go along the thighs on girls, and they'll squeam and have this look of ecstasy on their face. And
really?
Yeah.
Really?
He'll put it against their, like, genital area, like, over their clothes, and they will just, they'll go off right there.
Well, so what it is,
up.
Is like a vibrator.
It's like an extreme vibrator.
Yeah, I would suppose so, yeah. I mean, it doesn't...
Extreme, shocking, electric... vibrator.
Well, I've also noticed that today, more than ever before, people need to be hurt and shocked and scared to death.
I was going to ask you.
They don't seem to feel anything unless they're really, you know, like pushed over a cliff or something.
I was going to ask you that because...
Yeah, it amazes me because I'm doing my book on that subject of girls and boys meeting on the internet and how they have, you know, cam sex, video sex. And so oftentimes they don't ever meet in person, but yet they've had this complete and thorough relationship, and they've never met. They've cried, they've laughed, they've had sex, they've had orgasms and so forth.
But they've never met.
And yet, you know, then they hang up, goodbye, it's gone, and they've never met. I find that to be astounding.
It's a different kind of connection. Geography doesn't get in the way.
Well,
they definitely have.
Hey, you girl in China.
Honestly.
Hi.
What?
Yeah, and they write purely. You know, writing, you can say a lot of very pure things or the opposite.
And so you can say things that you wouldn't say in person.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
You can articulate things you would be too nervous to say in person.
Correct.
Yeah.
Considering all the sexual deviants that there are in the world, I'm surprised by how many people are prudes.
What?
Yes. So.
Yeah.
It's like they're these sexual deviants inside, but what they portray and what they say that they're into is something completely different. So let's say someone's into bondage. I've met people who are into bondage but are afraid to say that, hey, I'm into that. I want to try that. So they never tell their partner. So their partner never tells them their fantasies because they're afraid that they're going to be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And this person with these extreme fantasies and this other person with their own extreme fantasies, they never bring them to light, even though they would probably work out very, very well together. They're just so afraid of rejection, this rejection in person. I think that's where this whole, you're on a screen and you're not going to hurt me, I can click you away thing has come from.
Right, I can delete you in you know, a nanosecond, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, in a way, though, your relationship with Henry Miller started in a similar way. I mean, it was, you know, there was no technology at the time, but you wrote letters back and forth, and then you eventually met.
It's so beautiful.
It actually started when I read his book, and of course I thought he was my soulmate. How could anybody in the world write such things that I was actually feeling and that I couldn't express and no one else had ever expressed? So, you know, that's when you think that you've met your soulmate, is when you have a like mind, you know, like minds. And then, you know, I wrote a letter, got it to him, and he called me immediately after he read the letter. Little did I know, his son was a fan of mine and had seen a few movies. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why he called me. He said, who is this woman, Brenda Venus? And Tony said, oh, yeah, she was just in this movie and that movie. And I was the flavor of the year. You know how every year Hollywood has sort of like a flavor?
Right now it's Miley Cyrus, I believe.
Yeah, well, whoever gets the most attention for that year. So I was the flavor of the year.
Well, you were Foxy Brown.
Because Henry, you know, wanted to meet that person. And then when we met, that's when it all, the real meeting is when it all began, the love affair in the heart love affair, because that's all it was. Affair of the heart, l'affaire du cœur.
Right. You were in Foxy Brown, which I've got to see that again.
How many times have you seen that, Mark?
Yeah, people tell me I was. When you're trying to be an actress and you do a lot of Shakespearean plays, you have to sort of make a living for yourself.
Oh, sure.
So you take these films and, you know, most of them were action films that I was
right.
in.
Bodybuilder films,
documentaries, a lot of action stuff.
But the thing is that you're known for these things that you did just because you needed to do them. I mean, your heart lies in Shakespeare, right?
And ballet.
Yeah, I love Shakespeare.
And ballet.
I used to be able to recite him, not today, but did. And yeah, I love all that, you know, Chekhov and all the great Russian writers. And
Stanislavski. Genius.
Yeah.
So the book that you're writing is about people. Now, how did you find these people that are, other than the fact you have a big internet fan base, you post these beautiful pictures of yourself. And guys go crazy. I mean, I see all these marriage proposals.
Yeah, I'm meeting all the time with mostly Ken Marcus, because when you find a photographer or when a photographer finds a model, you click and you know each other. You know, you don't have to talk. You just walk in, blah blah, get your makeup on, get your clothing. He picks up the camera and starts clicking. You know, and then you're done because you've got what you wanted. It's very difficult when you don't click with a photographer because it's like a love affair. It's again like the internet where you don't meet anybody, but you have a sense of them and a feeling for them.
Right. And I hope
the same thing. With
I hope our producer Jeremy is. Local Coco just walked in the door, Brenda. I hope our producer Jeremy is posting some of these pictures with you are ever beautiful woman. And let me. Now, how do you find these people that are? Hey, Loco.
Everyone.
I've got Brenda Venus on the line here, and
how many people do you have in your studio right now?
Well, now we have three. Now, we have three clowns in the studio. We have Vi, we have Ghoul, Hector Clowney, and Loco Coco.
Yeah, the glasses. Yeah.
And now we have you. Anyway, it's a full house, Brenda. Do you like clowns?
Oh, I love clowns. I used to paint them. I paint sometimes. I'm not really great at painting, but I like to do it for relaxation. Right. And I love painting clowns.
So you're not scared of clowns?
You can use mine.
Why would you be scared of them?
Exactly. You hear that?
Good answer.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that are. They're like, I'm scared of clowns. I mean, trust me, actually, these two clowns in the studio, there's a reason to be. But for most clowns, there's not.
I should have worn at least my nose today.
Clowns make people feel good, and they make people laugh.
Right.
And they're happy. They make you happy.
So,
one of them
you happy, you know,
is painted
you
in a very macabre way.
The greatest thing, I think, for a man to get a woman in bed or to get a woman, period, is to make her laugh. You know, you pay attention to her and you make her laugh. And I think, you know, then you loosening up, you know, as you were saying, Vi, before, people are so afraid that they're going to be rejected. So if you can make a woman or a man relax and loosen up, make them laugh, my God, you've got, you know, it's pretty sensational.
You have magic. You have magic.
Now, this is the question I want to have, because you are you also did a column in Playboy where you interviewed centerfolds.
Oh my God.
She's done everything.
Like,
she's
once a week.
I love you.
Every week for 6 years, once a week, they would come to my penthouse.
So what was, they would come to her penthouse and she would interview them. Now, what was the common thread among all the centerfolds that came up in conversation? There had to be something.
Their openness, they were pretty much open because Hefner had explained to them, you know, what it was all about. And they knew when they were coming up here. They didn't know what I would ask them because I never did know what I would ask either.
It's organic,
because
right?
Each person is different, and you have to fill people out. It's
right.
Like a dance. You know, everybody does a different dance. Everybody's got a different rhythm.
Sure.
The great thing was that he would let me take them to lunch or dinner or, you know, and he would give whatever champagne we wanted to drink. And he
all
was
right,
so
you.
Good to all of us during that entire tenure.
Mr. Hefner, I think we need to bring that back, and I'll be the first centerfold to be interviewed. We can have some champagne, some caviar.
For Playgirl, for Playgirl.
No, it was. They were all really. So you said the common thread was the girls were anxious.
Right.
And excited,
right.
and open to be able to say what it was they felt and what it was they wanted, because they were never given an opportunity to express themselves. And I think people in general we all want to just express ourselves and
right.
have people love us, you know, just accept us for who we are.
I think we all want to be loved. That right. is something that everyone definitely wants from the newest baby
and
that was just born.
I mean, you don't want to have to pretend you're something that you're not,
mm-hmm.
because what's the point? In the end, you have to be yourself anyway, and if somebody doesn't like you, then, you know, that's too bad, isn't it?
I agree with you. Now, before we go, and I know I said 20 minutes, and it's been a half hour. We could talk forever, and I would love
you
to have you
be on again.
I would love to have Brenda Venus on again. I would love to have Brenda Venus live in the studio, but I could do a phone review with you every week. But
thank you. And listen, it's nice meeting you guys too.
Nice
this has been really fun to talk to three people at once.
Four now.
Local Coco just ate
never
a two.
I've done that before. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, Local Coco just ate two Kleenexes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw him pick them up. I didn't see that.
I saw him eat them. Apparently, he had to blow his mouth. I don't know what was going on.
I was hungry.
He was hungry. But Brenda.
Well, thank you, Mark. And you guys have a really great Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to the fellow Scorpio.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was Mark's
much.
Birthday, then your
Scorpios.
Birthday.
Then Vi's birthday.
Then my birthday, the day after your birthday.
It was my birthday first, though.
And it was...
Julio's. We're all Scorpios in here.
Yeah.
Except for Loco.
Really? I'm a Cancer.
The guy eating Kleenex is not a Scorpio, but everybody else is. Brenda, is it true what they say about Scorpios?
Yes, every word of it.
Really? I should talk in this voice more often. Is that what you think?
Okay, thank you, guys, and I will talk to you again.
Say goodbye to Brenda. By the way, Brenda Venus. Venus is her real name. Next time you come on, we will talk more about it. Brenda, it's been a delight.
Oh,
you've been fantastic.
Thank you for being on.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, Vi.
Happy birthday.
Pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. That was the beautiful Brenda Venus. Isn't she fantastic? She was sexpert.
This is a nice one.
Yeah, you can see why.
I saw her pictures on Facebook.
You can see why Henry Miller just.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's more to the story.
I love
but
her voice.
Oh, she's just dripping with sensuality. There's some people that just
her person.
There's just some people that have it, that just have that sensuality.
Where does she live? Is she in LA?
Yeah. we'll drive right over to her penthouse right now. I don't know where she lives.
We should invite her to the parties or what?
You should definitely invite her
to the Skid Row Studios party.
I will
party.
Invite her to the Skid Row Studios party. We'll see how that goes. Well, we've been in the middle of the interview. We had Ghoul Hectic Clowny come back in, and Loco Coco has been eating all the Kleenex. You want to save a couple because there might be some people that need to blow their nose, Loco.
I need to blow my nose.
I'm glad you guys came back because last week you came in. There's about 7 minutes to go in the show, and we didn't really get a chance to see Loco Coco. Jeremy, our producer, is fascinated with Loco Coco, who's living up to his name. He just put some glasses on. He's
here,
man. Kleenex.
How you doing, everybody?
And you know Vi is Ruru, the clown.
Well, apparently he is
a fan of Ruru.
Everybody's a fan of Ruru.
Have you seen
Ruru
in person?
Now, Loco Coco, let me just go. We're gonna call Hell's Bell in a few minutes. But
yay!
I've had Hell's Bells.
No, you have not. Loco, let me, because last week I said Ghoul Hectic. We had Clown Win Monroe was on.
Uh-huh.
And I invited.
She's a doll.
She's beautiful.
I love her.
See, I love her too. And we had Ghoul Hectic came in. I invited Ghoul Hectic on the show, and Josie Cat was here as my co-host. That was going to be the show.
Uh-huh.
And then you emailed me 8:00 the same day. And said, "Can I come down?" And what did I email you back?
You said, "No, get out of here."
And what happened?
Whole house.
And what happened?
What happened is I came in.
is this what you normally do? You just crash?
I crash.
When somebody
crash.
Says no,
I
you party. Say no. I'll go anyway.
Yeah.
And look, I rewarded you.
You don't show up.
A friend.
I rewarded you by coming back. Not only did you show up, you were late.
Oh.
That was both our faults.
I know. And you work right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just locked outside.
Everywhere.
I was on time. I was just there's
you were locked
guy.
Outside. Yeah. Okay.
One of the producers let me in.
That'd be Jeremy. Yeah, because Josie got his arm. I'm surprised you didn't see her.
She was where?
She was downstairs. She was late coming in because she couldn't get in either.
Who?
Oh, Josie, you're talking about last time. I'm talking about right
today.
Now.
Oh, okay. You were on time today. Last week you were not on time. No. Last week you were like, I'm in like Irvine and I can't get to find the studios. But
I got there really fast and got here really fast. Right. Should take it longer.
So, Loco, we know Ghoulies from Texas, which explains a lot. And where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Mexico.
That's what I thought, because there's, and you were talking last week, you hinted at it, because we had Clown in Monroe, very sexy clown. There are different rules for clowns in Mexico than there are in the United States.
Oh, crazy
there's
amount.
A bunch, yeah.
Of ISIS,
I'm from the heart of Mexico, San Luis Potosí.
Oh,
God.
Oh, my goodness.
El Corazón de Mexico.
Where's that at?
It's in right in the Huasteca, right in the heart.
Like how, what would be the closest nearest the big city that people would know? Mexico City?
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
It's in the middle of Guadalajara. And DF.
I'm sorry, Guadalajara.
Like, say it with a W, Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. I got it.
My mom's from Guadalajara.
Oh, that's nice.
And my dad's from Querétaro.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all about you, Vi. But anyway,
no,
so you
but
were
I'm
in.
I'm telling him, you're from this really rich
clown tradition.
Clown,
It used to be, the capital of Mexico. Benito Juarez took over. After the French
When was this?
War.
In the 1800s or 1700s?
Yeah,
or?
Around the 1800s. Yeah.
Oh, 1900s, okay.
1800s, yeah. Benito
What's the capital of Mexico now? Is it Mexico City?
Mexico City is
there. I've been to Tijuana, I've been to Cabo, I've been to Rosarito, that's it. Ensenada, too.
But he comes from a very rich Mexican clown. Can you tell him about the clowns in Mexico?
That's what I'm trying to get at. What
is
with the clowns?
Oh, are great. They know everything. They tell me all the ways. I came in with a pump, and nobody uses a pump in Mexico. They use their, They use their mouth, you know? And, you know, I look at they look at me like an amateur, but I mingle with the clowns there, it was freaking awesome.
Well, hold that thought, because we're going to talk about the clowns in Mexico, but we've got... Did it drop? Let me see. We have a call?
This is a call-in show.
Hello?
Hola. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hola. Hello, WNEW. Oh. The great.
You're on the Dark Mark Show. Who is this?
Music with all the hits.
Hola, how are you doing? Gustavo.
Hey, Gustavo. A tu sabes, Gustavo. ¿Cómo está? ¿Qué anda, man? Dígame, dígame.
A tu sabes,
dígame, man. A tu sabes. You guys are funny, man.
You like that? You like the Dark Mark Show?
Yeah, yeah. I listen to the clown from Mexico. That shit is funny, bro.
No,
you know what I say?
You gotta see. First off, apparently we've got Tony Montana from Scarface on the line. But you gotta see this guy eat Kleenex.
A tu sabes.
You gotta see this guy eat Kleenex in the studio.
Que bole, dígame, señor.
I like the long lineage of the payaso, you know what I'm saying?
El payaso, tú sabes.
What is payaso in English, guys?
Clown.
Now you tell me. I don't know what payaso, okay.
Yeah.
La tradición de los payasos, usted sabe que es bien.
All right, no, wait, it's an English show. Let's stop this. Gustavo.
No, siga en español.
It's not the Darko Marco show. It's the Dark Mark show. Gustavo, do you know about the clown tradition in Mexico?
¿Cómo? ¿Ustedes hablan español?
Hablamos nahua.
Nestor's coming on next. I think he knows Spanish.
Órale.
If you can, si Simón, puede hablar en inglés, por favor, if you can please speak
un
in
poquito,
English for Mark.
Si tú sabes en inglés.
Okay, I speak in English for Mark.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
For Marco Oscuro.
Marco Oscuro. what did you just call me?
The Dark Mark.
Dark Mark, thank you. Marco Oscuro, I appreciate it. So, are you a clown or are you, I mean, what do you do?
No, I got a clown fetish. I like clowns.
Did you watch our show last week with Clown with
I got a story to tell you about a clown fetish.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Right. I don't know how to pronounce her name. How do you pronounce her name?
Clownalyn.
Clownalyn Monroe. It's like Marilyn Monroe, but clown.
Let me tell you something, puppy. Clownalyn Monroe, puppy. I will fucking suck the earwax out of her ass. I tell you right now. Okay.
Well, who wouldn't?
I don't think that's where earwax comes from.
Who wouldn't suck the earwax out of there? Have you seen Ruru on the show?
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. I will put a straw in her earlobe and fucking pull it out of her ass in two strokes.
All right, this is Nestor. Don't give me this shit. All right, this is right here. Nestor's calling in.
Nestor,
goofing around.
Thank you.
Who's this?
This is Dark Mark.
Who's
the? I'm the one speaking English. Who do you think it is? It's Dark Mark.
I'm talking to you about Clamoring Monroe. I don't even know how you say it.
Nestor, your show's coming on next, man. What's the matter with you?
Thanks for killing our time.
Come in.
Yeah, Nestor's in the other room going, hey, Poppy, and he's calling in. He's goofing around. Nestor, it's great to see you at the Stand Down for Veterans benefit on Saturday.
Who you talking about, bro?
I'm talking about Nestor, who's on NPR. Whose show comes on right after ours?
You want an ad, don't you?
Hold on. Does anybody else want to call in? So one of my friends. You guys are texting me.
Is that Gustavo?
Call in.
No. Yeah. Gustavo.
Are people liking the status, but they're not messaging or calling in?
Loco Coco is eating some more Kleenex. So, Loco, so what's the difference between the Mexican clowns and the American clowns?
Oh, they're very different. White American clowns like the white face a lot.
They're more like the
Wingling Brothers.
Gustavo's trying to say something. Go ahead, Gustavo.
You said what's the difference? The difference is Mexican clowns speak Spanish, yeah. American clowns speak English.
Some clowns don't speak at all.
I speak Nahua.
The thing is that Spanish clowns, Latin clowns, Mexican clowns are kind of trained in juggling, fire, balloon animals, entertainment. They know different sketches. They perform out in the street in traffic.
Payaso callejero.
Wait, is that right? You perform in the street in traffic?
On buses, in the street, between cars.
Routines on the buses.
While they're trying to run them over.
Right?
Yeah. They're intense.
And I jump on the car.
So you gotta be good.
Ride,
Gustavo,
you know?
Are you still there? I think Gustavo's
there. We lost Nestorius. Gustavo.
Well, if you like Gustavo, stay tuned after the show. Nestorius Public Radio is coming on, and it's a funny show.
Clown Revolution.
So he was going on.
Eating his tie.
I actually wanted to say something.
Please.
Can I say a few things?
Just a few.
Can I say, more than one thing, though. Okay, here we go. I got a call. I do birthday parties. I think you do, too, right, Ruru?
Right now, I'm semi-retired. I'm doing school right now.
All right, cool.
Let's for a while.
Okay, well, I have a work with a partner. She's a clown also. She got a call.
She hot?
She got a call for, to see what's up. And she said, wait, what you want? What service do you have? And he said, we do balloon animals, juggling, all that stuff. It's like, this is an adult party. And then I said, okay, how many adults? And then he said, just one. You
and me. Nice. How much did she pay for that one?
No, she hung up and said, fuck off.
With good reason.
It was a dude that called.
Yeah, it was a dude that called.
Right.
Although different you do get
Have you done adult parties? Because clown porn's a big thing now.
Plenty of adult
have
parties.
Have you striptease for anyone?
Oh, yeah. I work for Chip and Dale.
No. You can do that on my show.
No.
Oh, God damn, dude. You might want to wipe. But,
you might want to wax.
Yeah, that was a part of the Mexican clown heritage I didn't need to see. But have you done adult clown party? Seriously?
Oh yes, plenty.
Like stripping? No, but I'm basically serious.
Because clown porn's in now.
You guys know that.
Yeah, Cece LaRue and Marugan are actually in Clown Porn, the parody.
Right,
which is
clown porn. Have you done adult clown parties? Because you're more of an adult performer.
No.
No.
Why not?
Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
No, but you're a musician too.
I go to parties all the time. It's not like somebody like called me up. Like I'm not a clown for hire. I'm like,
okay, you're just a musician that dresses up like a clown.
So like I just show up to these parties full of adults, and then they want the heavier humor.
Right.
You know, they want you to be rude and like not drink. So you know it's
right.
That's what I think the adult parties really are.
And just
go in and be a rock star.
Right. I've always wanted to ask you a lot. Where did you get the ghoul tie?
Oh,
is that custom made?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that? Because I got to get a dark mark one.
If you look at it, it's just a marker.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to get just a plain tie and just put dark mark or have you do it because my
hair. Actually, the other one I have is black with white letters. I've seen that made. Spreadshirt.com.
So,
woo! Thank you, Spreadshirt. Got that 8 years ago.
I love the quacking. We've got some of your music.
Oh, I got more. I got an elephant.
Loco Coco, we're going to do all the animals. You were doing that last week. I'm in here with a lot of animals here. It's a zoo in here. How do you say zoo in Spanish?
Zoológico.
Es loquico, whatever.
Loquico, yeah.
What other animals do you do, loco?
That's about it.
Not bestiality, like sound wise.
That's I'm sure he does that too.
That's about it.
Ghoul Hectic. Well, you got some of your music. This show's gone by really fast. What is the song? What's the song you really wanted? Because you got a solo career going.
I want to. There's a lot to talk about.
Look at your event, man.
You're like Maynard Keenan with clown makeup on because you're in like 10 bands.
I just got ADD, so I got.
So you got an upcoming gig coming out? Is that what's happening?
We're playing tomorrow. No, wait. When Saturday? The day after tomorrow,
right?
Saturday night, we're playing in Eagle Rock in a sandwich shop.
It's a private party,
to be honest.
Okay, so I can't go.
But if you just so happen to be by Dave's Chilling and Grilling and you want to hang out and you have beer, come on in.
Is that Rhythm Coffin or is that a...
That's Dr. Velvet and the Social Drinkers.
Dr. Velvet and the Social Drinkers.
This is like a heavy rock and roll punk band.
Let's get a taste of Dr. Do we've got Dr. Velvet.
Oh, we're also playing Tuesday at the Five Star Bar. Go. I think it's Tall Boy Tuesdays.
Be there.
That's Dr. Velvet?
Yeah.
I think I can make the Tuesday one.
Oh,
Where's that at?
It's a... Where's
the Five Star? It's just on Main and I think Third.
Main and Third. I mean, it's right by here. We walked from here to there last time.
Hold on. I think we got another call. Hold on.
Call?
Hello? Caller? Is there a caller there?
Are you on the line?
Is it Master again?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? It's the Dark Mark Show.
Hi, my name's Ben. How are you?
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Not so much. I'm just wondering, I need to learn more about the clown business.
Okay, what do you want to know? Do you want to be a clown, Ben?
I tell you everything, man. Just
like to make money or to have fun?
A little bit of both.
That's a good question. How much money is there in the clowning business, you three clowns?
Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, depends on what you want. Depends on the skill of the clown. Depends on the quality.
So that means there's no money in it, but it's fun.
I never knew that there was a big female clown arena.
There's not many female clowns.
There's clown women.
I
want to
go.
Well, in L.A.
There's not very many women.
Clowns gravitate to good weather because the makeup tends to run down less in Los Angeles.
Well, there's also secrets to keeping your makeup on when you're sweating and it's That's middle true. Of summer.
Okay. Well, okay, bye. Relax.
Baby powder. I really like it.
Ben, what did you say, Ben?
And, you know, the clowns you got are so sexy.
No, you've seen Ruru. Did you see Ruru get shocked?
Yeah, I did.
And you saw Clown Win Monroe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Local Coco's taking
he's
off
so,
his shirt.
So fucking hot.
It says, I heart... He's got bigger tits than I do.
He's got bigger tits than you and Clown Win Monroe combined.
Yeah, I think he does.
I was going to have Hell's Bell on, but...
Does this clown have a website? Does this clown have a website?
Loco, do you have a website?
Oh, yeah. It's no, I don't. You can find me on Loco Coco.
Oh, Clown Win Monroe has a website.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, my God. Please give it to me.
Well, I believe it's clownwinmonroe.com, but she's on.
Was she ever a porn star?
Clownwin Monroe? No, she was not.
I have her contract.
No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't, but she's a...
She definitely wasn't.
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of. But I believe it's... How do I know her? I know all the hot clowns.
He knows all the hot chicks in L.A.
I know all the hot clowns.
To him.
This is the show with the hottest women.
How'd you get your foot in the door?
How'd I get my foot in the door? I just put my foot in the door, and then it was a big clown issue.
Put his foot in the door. He just walked through the door.
How I met Clown Women Row, and by the way, we have the lovely Vi Vatese, who's also known as Ruru on the show. You remember Ruru? Ruru's in there. She's not.
Right.
She's a hot clown.
She's a hot clown too. I met Ruru first.
You want to be painted?
We're gonna paint
Vi as Ruru now.
Did you
guys bring makeup?
I have some.
Okay, we're gonna make.
We only have 6 minutes.
Do you want to see Vi get made up like a clown? I do.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna make Vi up as a clown.
Okay then.
But I'll tell you how I met Clown Women Row is that actually I was. I met Vi, a.k.a. Ruru, first. I've known Ghoul for a while.
Yep.
And
but where specifically? The location? Just where?
Well, apparently she's entranced by Ghoul Cactus crotch, but... I met Vi. I met Vi. Vi is a magician's assistant as well.
And a magician.
And a magician. So I met her at a magician gig.
I do magic too.
And then we started talking. And
wait,
then
you don't have any white.
And then she was telling me how she was a clown.
Do you have any blue?
And she's getting made up now. So she was telling me she was a clown. I said, you got to be on my show. And we actually went to the Batcave when she had the clown makeup on, and she got shocked.
Please tell me where the Batcave is. That's very interesting.
The Batcave is at it's at the Medusa Lounge. The Batcave is at the Medusa Lounge, which is in Silver Lake. It's the third. Is it the third, fourth Thursday, fourth Saturday of every month?
Where is the Medusa Lounge? Please tell me.
The Medusa Lounge. Let me see if I have the address here, but. Medusa Lounge is in Silver Lake.
It's in LA, right?
Yeah.
Google Medusa Lounge, Google Batcave.
Oh, is that where we met?
No, we met the Rhythm Coffin. I saw you doing the Rhythm Coffin, but we never really talked until we were at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. And if you like clowns, that's another place you should go. Ben, you live in LA, right? Ben, do you live in LA?
Yes. No, I live. I grew up in San Diego, and I just recently moved to LA in the past 2 weeks.
Okay, well, now we're gonna hook you up with all sorts of clowns and crazy goth chicks and all sorts of. You've been watching the Dark Mark show, so you know I went from San Diego.
Where did you meet Clownery Monroe?
I'm getting to that. Well, Ruru was telling me about this Clownery Monroe, and then Ghoul Hectic told me about Clownery Monroe. We were friends on Facebook, and I said, "Do you want to come to the show?" And basically, I met her for the first time last week, but we've corresponded online, like we were talking about with Brenda Venus, and that we sort of knew each other online, but we finally met last week. She did the show, and she's fantastic.
She's so fucking hot. Oh, my goodness.
She's really fucking hot. There's no question about it. And Vi's putting on the clown makeup, and she, you see what's going on here? Are you watching this live?
Yeah. Do you know if she has a boyfriend by any chance?
I do. I'm happily in a relationship.
No, Vi has a boyfriend. Clownwin, I think, has a boyfriend, too.
Oh.
I will check on that for you, Ben.
Clown girls are on high demand.
Ben, if you send your picture...
I was single for a while, but still, my heart only belonged to one
single
dude at the
ladies.
Time.
Single ladies.
I don't want to hear about Vi's romantic woes again.
So I missed my chance?
With Vi. Ben, do me a favor.
Find yourself a hot clown girl.
No. Do me a favor, Ben. If you can email me your picture... And why you think Clownery Monroe should go out with you?
Okay.
To Dark Mark show.
Yeah. Do you know if she? Could you let me know if she swings at all?
I'm trying to hook you up, dude, and you're not even paying attention. Does she swing? I'm trying to hook you up. If you email me at darkmarkshow@gmail.com, if you have all those questions for Clownery, I will forward them to Clownery. What she does with it is on her own. I don't know what's going to happen, but is that fair enough?
Yes, that is fair enough.
So email me your picture. Email me why you think Clownery would like you.
Handmade.
And email. We're getting the whole makeup thing. And local, you normally don't put makeup on. What are you doing with makeup?
Oh, yeah. I always put on makeup.
But it's not the Mexican tradition.
Super, super busy.
So Ben, why do you think you have a clown fetish? Why do you have a clown fetish? What is the clown fetish thing?
I was completely different with white makeup on.
No, she was. You might be like me. I like my women really pasty white. So when Vi puts makeup on top,
oh yeah,
I love it. I love albinos. I love all that stuff, man. Unfortunately, Loco Coco, you're not doing anything for me. But Vi putting on the white makeup, that is sexy.
Loco Coco really tan. I don't like that.
Right. Yeah, Loco's so upset that you like Clownery Monroe better than him.
No, not really.
Yeah. Ben, you're from San Diego. Back me up. The women in San Diego have a lot more attitude than the women in LA. Is that correct?
Yes, a lot.
People don't believe
a lot
me, but
ass and a lot more attitude.
I don't know about the ass. I actually think they're a little fitter in San Diego, but they got so much attitude. I went to San Diego State for 6 years.
Good place.
Didn't get laid once.
Really?
And that's an achievement. You know how many...
In San Diego? You didn't?
In San Diego. I was a late bloomer. I don't know what happened. I would go up to L.A. and the L.A. girls would go crazy over me.
San Diego has the loosest ass... Ever in the Western Hemisphere.
Are you serious? Because not for me.
Swear what to God.
They got attitude.
How do you not get it?
I don't know, Ben, but I'm trying to hook you up with Clownery Monroe. So if you send me all your stuff, I will forward it to Clownery Monroe. I don't know what's going to happen, but at least you'll get a shot, all right? You just moved to L.A. Who knows?
Bet.
Now, she's a mother. Does that bother you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cool. She's got a daughter. Her daughter is Teardrop the clown. She's a goth clown. I was going to have Jeremy play one of... Huh?
What's her ethnicity? Is she white or black?
A clownowin?
She's black.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter.
She black?
She's not?
No.
Oh. No, she's Latin.
Please, I gotta know.
I thought
know.
She was
she's
black.
White, isn't she?
I thought...
She's actually from Matehuala.
No,
I know she's from Matehuala.
I think he's white. He thinks she's black.
She's Matehuala.
First off, doesn't really matter.
Oh, Matehuala.
Vi
is Latin.
It's a country in Matehuala.
Is she white, black? Come on, I need to know.
Actually, Vi, it's funny because you met Josie Cat for the first time Saturday without the makeup.
Yeah.
And she thought you were black.
Yeah. While I was in the studio, someone asked me, what color is that? Coming from a black man, I was like, really? Okay, then.
Was that Melvin from the Kumaran Report?
I don't think so. I think it was just someone that was being interviewed.
Wait, that was the guy that was freaked out by you swallowing your tongue, right?
No, that was a different guy.
Oh,
that was a different black guy that freaked out.
Oh, wait, Ben, wait. Let me cue it up for Ben. Ben, she's swallowing her tongue now.
Oh, there we
are. I want to see.
You see that?
I want to see.
Oh, man.
Do that again for the camera for Ben.
Are you going to tell me the ethnicity, or am I going to
have to keep pushing me?
For Vi or for Clownwin?
For Clownwin.
Clownwin, I believe, is Latin, but I'm not 100%.
I know Vi is Latina.
Right. I believe Clownwin is too, but I'm not sure. Clownwin is actually very tan.
Pink.
So I'm not
really.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the ethnicity is, but let me tell you something. The ethnicity is all smoking hot. That's what the ethnicity is. Smoking hot clown.
Good. I like it.
So you know, you guys can put on makeup really fast.
I gotta go, guys. Really.
All right, Ben.
Go
jerk off to Clownwin Monroe and email us at darkmarkshow@gmail.com. I'll forward it to Clownwin, I promise.
I'm going to watch Clownwin right now.
Okay. Happy jerking off.
Thank you.
Okay. That was Ben. That's the two calls of the show. That's a record.
All right.
We were going to call Hell's Bell because we had a whole thing, but we're running out of time. And I don't know where Jeremy is.
Again.
I don't know where Nestor
never
is.
Again.
Thank you.
You need a producer? I could run in there.
No, I don't know, because I was about to wrap up the show once you guys finished with the makeup, but I don't. And I was going to play some of your music, Julio.
Play us out.
Well, Jeremy's not in there.
What's up, Jeremy?
All right, before we go.
Which one of these, Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they're sitting there, Nestor and the whole gang are like, when are you going to end the show? I'm like, I'm trying to end the show. But before we end the show.
It never ends.
Before we end the show.
This is the ongoing show.
Okay, do you want us to play a solo song or the band?
Do the punk band.
Okay.
Dr. Velvet.
Okay, before we go, Vi is wearing a negativity shirt, one of my goth comedian shirts. Negativity works for me. Underneath those beautiful breasts and clown
they're
makeup.
They're barely there, but they're there.
Okay, they're there. Trust me, they're there. That's a solid A. And I'm selling those on eBay. We're only down
not my tits,
to
the shirts.
Large, extra large, and double X. And so order one of those. Vi, your show is tomorrow. Vortex by Vi. And who's going to be your guest? No, Charlie
tomorrow,
and Benny About Nature, right?
No, that's on the 29th. I got confused on days. Tomorrow's the 22nd. I might have Matt Kirshen in studio. I'm definitely going to have... shut up, Mark. I'm definitely going to have the Binge Rats on. They're a pirate metal band from Huntington Beach.
Right.
And I'm going to have the amazing magician Micah Cover.
Micah's coming on your show?
Micah's coming on my
show.
Did
I tell you he would come on your show?
Yes.
And he did.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. So check it out. Micah's great. Loco Coco, where do people find you?
On Facebook, Loco Coco.
And you don't have a website yet, but
no,
sure
not
it's
yet.
Coming.
It's coming.
And Loco, thanks for coming
but,
in.
Look up Circus Maximus also.
Look up Circus Maximus. Loco, thanks for coming in. Thanks for eating up all the tissues. And thanks for being yourself and all
thanks
your
for
animal
the
noises.
Tissue buffet.
Ghoul Hectic, second week in a row, and it sounds like it's like I barely got to know you. But...
You need me to come in for a third week.
Round two.
No, we're actually not doing a show next week because it's Thanksgiving, and I'm actually going to have Thanksgiving dinner with my family like a normal person.
Does that come this year?
You're a normal person?
Yeah, but I'm not a normal person, but in 2 weeks we're coming back, and we're going to have the author of the book LDS Punk talking about how to be he was a Mormon, and he became a punk. Sir Peter Davila, Josie Cat's coming back. And we're gonna have maybe Hell's Bell will be coming. Maybe we're gonna have another hot girl. I'm still working on who that is. But Julio, your gig on Tuesday is where again?
The five-star bar.
The five-star bar. Where's that at?
That's in downtown Los Angeles.
Downtown Los Angeles.
On Main Street.
And what is your website, GhoulHecticClowning?
GhoulHectic.com. Or if you're going to play that music, go to ReverbNation.com/GhoulHectic, and then you can download this music.
Say that one more time in the mic. Coco, could you?
ReverbNation.com/GhoulHectic.
So we're going to... What's the band's name again?
This is Dr. Velvet and the Social Drinkers.
We're going to head out at Dr. Velvet and the Social Drinkers. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy 2 weeks, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye, everybody.
Love you.